The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's the final countdown to Christmas, and we visited Ireland's oldest city, Waterford. Believe it or not, it's currently the European City of Christmas, and it expects 1.8 million visitors over Christmas for this international festival, which is called Winterval. Henry McKean has been meeting people behind the festival, and he sent us this report from Winterval.
What do you love about Christmas?
That everyone's kind and they love each other.
I love that you get to spend time with your family. You get presents.
It's nice because you gather around your family and on Christmas Day you have a nice dinner and it's just really nice with your family.
What do you think of Winterval?
With our family, you can go on any ride. Especially the horse is very fun.
It's very fun and I enjoy it.
I love Winterval because we can go everywhere and there's shops. I love the rides.
You love the rides, and what do you think?
And also on Christmas, then your elves can come and they do a load of tricks.
I like Winterval because you can go on all the rides, you can have fun with your family, and you can also get hot chocolate, which is the best.
My name is Trevor Darmody, and I'm the director of the Winterval Festival in Waterford. And it's been going now for 13 years. This is the 13th year of it. Been involved since the very beginning. Haven't been directing it since the beginning, just the last 4 years. And it's a Christmas festival, a winter festival, running from the middle of November right through to the 23rd of December.
There's a lovely atmosphere. There's a beautiful feel in the air. There's kids, there's adults, there's grannies all taking in the atmosphere. For people who haven't come to Winterval before, what can they expect here in Waterford?
Well, there's loads going on. There's a lot of stuff you'll see out on the streets, and then there's a lot of stuff tucked away in buildings as well. So there's over 60 events, and about 25 of those are free, the rest are ticketed. So you've got the Winterval Market will be the centrepiece. It's stretched across many of the city streets. You know, it runs through O'Connell Street, John Robert Square, Arundel Square, Michael Street. So we'll be a little bit different that way in that it's not all concentrated in one central space. So we kind of spread it across the city. And the great thing about the city actually is that it's quite compact. So the whole thing is quite walkable. So as you're perusing the market, you're discovering other events as you go along. So say like when you go into Arundel Square and you're looking at the market there, there's a giant disco post box, as you do, so you can post your letters to Santa and have a little bop at the same time. Or you know, you cross into the next square and where there's more market there, but there's a beautiful Golden Gallopers vintage carousel, and there's our Winterval Mini Express train ride. You know, when you go to other sections of the city, then you have you know, snowball play, you've got magic mirrors, funhouse mirrors, you've got Glow Garden, Winterval Illuminates, which is a 3D projection mapping show. I mean, there's tons going on. Circuses, there's workshops, loads.
Hi, I'm Athena Brownrigg, and you're very welcome to Garter Lane and Winterval in Waterford. This is the Garter Lane Theatre where Waterford Crafts have been exhibiting for many, many years. This is our 40th anniversary this year.
Congratulations, I've just toured Waterford Crafts. You have some beautiful stuff, and what stood out for me was the surfboard, cheese board. Beautiful quality, lovely stuff. Are you loving Christmas? Are the shoppers coming in?
Everything is locally made around the southeast, all homemakers. It's just a wonderful event and it's always so very well supported.
My name is Lisa Fitzgerald. We are outside Carter's Chocolate Cafe on Baron Strand Street in the heart of Waterford City, the historic heart of Waterford City. It's a beautiful blue skies day and it is perfect for shopping and enjoying Winterval in Waterford City.
So I have one of your hot chocolates here. I'm just going to try it. It's packed with chocolate and marshmallows. Describe it to me.
We use a 34% pure Belgian chocolate and we melt that and add steamed milk, let it slowly melt, and then we top it with marshmallows and freshly whipped cream, dust it with some cocoa powder and enjoy it. Basically for Waterford, it's a perfect opportunity for us to show off everything we have. It's really a multi-generational event, which, you know, a lot of things happen in Waterford and around the country, but something like Winterval, you have such a lovely selection of kids, parents, friends, grandparents, everybody can come in and they can enjoy everything we have to offer. There's so much going on. For us, everybody enjoys hot chocolate on a cold winter's day, so we benefit hugely from it. And you can see all around us, there's people shopping, enjoying like coffee, hot chocolate, and like the perfect day that we have. But it is a wonderful experience for anybody.
I'm Tina Dara from Dooley's Hotel. We're a third generation business located in Ireland's oldest city. Our family have been operating in the city for over 78 years.
78 years, wow.
I don't
Three look that generations. Old. Well, you look amazing. Maybe it was your parents and your grandparents who did all the work and you just took over. That's why you look so great.
That's it. Yeah, no, my grandmother started it. It was just post-war. It was kind of a difficult time for her at the
it
time.
It must have been.
Yeah, because it was rations and the person had sold the ration book. So she had to be, I suppose, good at finding things like sugar and bacon and all of that. And then my mum came into the business and now it's myself and my sister. So we're lucky there's two of us. We can kind of bounce off each other, which is great.
I've been coming to Waterford over the last 20 years and you can really see Waterford benefit hugely from Wintervale. And you can see it on people's faces, on the economy. What does Wintervale mean for businesses and hotels like yours?
It's really, really important. I remember before Wintervale even started, you know, and it was, you know, it was quiet. It brings vibrancy to the city, happiness. You see people smiling. Guests, you know, they go out for the day and they come back and the kids are delighted. It's funny, we had a couple of children there that have been coming every year and they're teenagers now. And I said to them last Saturday at breakfast, I said, I bet you won't be back to us yet next year. And they said, we certainly will. We still love it. So it has to offer for everybody something. And it's the lights, it's magical. And as you said, the streets come alive and we're Ireland's oldest city. And to see people intertwining through the streets and then the light show, there's a number of shows that are free, but the light show is on an old building up in the cultural quarter near the medieval museum. So it's just wonderful.
Hi, my name is Richie Hayes and I'm the producer and one of the stars of Jack and the Beanstalk, the Arena Panto this year in Waterford.
So you must be very, very excited and it's starting quite soon.
It's a wonderful adventure to be on. It's a long time in the making, but yeah, we're just days away now from the curtain going across because we don't have a flight for, so the lights turn on and all the families and kids will be there. So it's really exciting and the cast are just buzzing to be on the stage.
Producing and directing a panto, it's a major undertaking, and you're having this in the middle of Wintervale. You're expecting bums on seats.
Absolutely. Look, Wintervale is a national and practically international festival at this stage. So Waterford needed a big panto, or the South East needed a big panto, I should say. And we're going to give them that and to join forces with Wintervale and provide entertainment on top of this wonderful festival that has been here for a number of years. It's just brilliant.
How do you make it a great panto? Obviously, you're an entertainer, singer, songwriter. How do you make a good panto? What is it about?
There's a lot of ingredients go into a good panto, but fortunately I am celebrating 25 years professionally this year of panto, and before that I would have done 10 years. So I've over 35 years of panto behind me, and as they say, it's behind you. So look, I've got to work with so many different people, and it's great to have that knowledge and that experiences, and we all learn as we go along. So having all those different elements for both the adults and the kids always comes together well for a good pantomime. What I love about Christmas is family. Family is very important to me, and making magic on the stage for those families who come to panto and create memories. A lot of kids, their first experience of theatre is a pantomime. So to see the magic and the joy on their face and the family leaving with thing, and it's probably become a tradition for the rest of their lives from then on. So that really is special for me. Panto is Christmas for me, and I loved having that bit of downtime at Christmas for my family then as well.
In my world, it's Christmas all year round. So I start planning Wintervale now. So I'm already thinking about the 2026 festival. And it's kind of surreal sometimes because you're doing an awful lot of the work during the summer. So often my back garden is my office and I might be sitting there putting on Factor 50, you know, while ordering a snow machine or something. But what I love about it is it's the feeling that's in the city during these few weeks that the festival is on. I'd like to say, like, the festival is an experiential festival. It's not just a market. Like, if you look at other Christmas festivals across Europe, it's very much, it's the market. The market, the market, the market. That's what the festival is, you know. Whereas with us, the market's there, but it's not the only or main feature even. You know, there's so much other stuff going on. And because it's spread across the whole city, There's just this lovely vibe. And I think what I love the most is seeing families, you know, parents with their children coming in, and they're making a family day of it. And I think that's very special, you know, that they choose Winterville as a special day in their lives. And that makes me feel grateful then for doing the festival.
And it's bringing in a lot of business. It's great for local business, isn't it, Winterval?
It's huge. I mean, the first sort of decade of the festival, it was teetering around 500,000, 600,000 people would come in across the 5-6 weeks of the festival. These days, that's after jumping up to 1.8 million, especially in the last couple of years since we were given the designation of European City of Christmas. So that has a huge economic impact for the city. The calculation we did a couple of years ago, it's roughly a windfall of about 14 million. That's what it was maybe 2-3 years ago. It's probably more now. So it's a major point in the calendar for Waterford City Centre and the retailers that are here. So it's so important. And in fairness to a lot of the local businesses in the city centre and around, they're quite supportive of the festival then, obviously, you know, and they support it not only in what they do with their own shops. I mean, we're outside some beautiful shops here and I'm looking at the window displays. They put a huge effort into it. But then some of them back it financially and they sponsor the festival. And of course, Waterford City and County Council then will be the primary sponsor. And, you know, it's the council and the businesses that all come together to make the whole thing happen, you know.
What do you think of Christmas?
I like to give and be kind. I like to give stuff to charity, old stuff that I have.
I came here with my parents a lot of times.
Mom, I'm on the radio.
It's fun. You get holidays.
Winterville is when people come together and have fun.
My BFF.
That's your BFF?
Yes.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
And that's Henry McKean at Winterville in Waterford, the European City of Christmas, and that runs up until the 23rd of December.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.